It's the Jim Brickman Show, Bob along with me, and we are thrilled to be joined again by my friend, and I think we can say legend. Say hello to Barry Manilow.
Jim.
Hi.
Well, whatever became of you?
Gosh, I was going to say the same thing to you.
where are you anyway?
I'm in Cleveland today, which is my hometown.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool. Next time you're playing Blossom, you should come and say hi.
Right. I stopped doing the road. I got roaded out after 40 some odd years. I really needed to stop and just stay home and watch Judge Judy. You
know? Well, you're so prolific. It really is amazing. And maybe it's because you had time to focus and not being running around the world and doing a lot of this traveling kept you able to keep making amazing music, including this brand new album called Night Songs 2, which is coming out.
Yeah, you must like that. This is your world too.
Oh yeah. I mean,
the Great American Songbook and songs that are not overdone. You know, I chose songs that were not overdone because everybody that does the Great American Songbook usually winds up doing the same songs. And I dug deeper into that songbook. And what I found was some gorgeous songs written by some of the greatest songwriters ever. And, I did those instead of the ones that everybody kept doing.
And, I mean, do you think as a songwriter, too, over time, some of these songs really inform the way that you write?
Oh, sure. These were my heroes. The Gershwins and the Irving Berlins, how did they get from A to B? And why did they use that bridge? I mean, Irving Berlin, the way he wrote, it was nuts. He would go from bridge A to bridge B to bridge C and never go back to the verse. And yet it felt like a very easy song to hear. He was very inventive. And, then all the other guys with just beautiful lyrics, beautiful ideas for lyrics. Nobody will write like that again. Music changes, and that's good. But they won't be doing that kind of songwriting ever again.
We are with Barry Manilow. His brand new album, Night Songs 2, is out now, filled with great songs from the Great American Songbook. Night Songs 2 is out now.
And, it's an intimate album. It's different than all the other ones that I've ever done. Usually, they're very produced and big endings. But this is just me sitting at the piano, just like you, just sitting at the piano. And singing, you put the thing on, it's like I'm sitting in your living room singing for you.
When did you want to come over to my living room and do that? Because that sounds really amazing.
Really, next time I'm in Cleveland, I'm going to bother you.
it's what's so interesting to me, as I pay a lot of attention to a lot of those albums that you produce, not only for yourself, but the album that you do with Bette Midler. I mean, these are amazing productions on a lot. And so I love that you stripped it down to this. When you approach these albums, you're producing these. I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that the talent that it takes to imagine what the production is going to sound like and not just the simplicity of the song.
Yeah, I love doing that too. And now that the these computers come out, I don't even need an engineer anymore. I do all of it by myself until the very last minute when I actually do need the geniuses that come in and make the record sound great. But up until then, I create everything by myself in my studio, and I've never been happier.
Do you hear it in your head when you decide the songs that you're going to put? Do you hear at this point in your career what the finished product is going to sound like while you're imagining what songs to do?
It all depends on the song. On this one, the concept was just piano vocal, and it took a long time to choose these songs. There were so many of them, and some of them I didn't sound great on, and some of them didn't fit me, and so it took a while to make the call on this album. But on the other albums, they tell me what they want to be. The old songs, the Can't Smile Without You's, and I write the songs, Can't Smile Without You, I knew I wanted to make it into one of those vaudeville kind of songs, and I write the songs, I wanted to make it into an anthem. It kind of tells me how to arrange the songs when I know what I'm going for.
It's a Jim Brickman Show, Bob along with me, and we are talking with the iconic Barry Manilow, whose residency, Manilow Vegas, The Hits Come Home, is going on this weekend. Part of more than 50 shows in 2020 at the Westgate International Theater. There's only one issue, though, that I need to discuss.
All right.
Here's what's going on. Now, I am playing in Vegas as well.
No kidding.
I am. I'm playing at the Smith Center that whole weekend that you have shows.
I've never seen that place. They say it's beautiful.
It is breathtaking. So here's the thing. I'm excited to tell you this. We are sending 200 of our fans to your show.
Wow.
Now, one of the patrons who's joining us is my mother, Sally. So I say, now, aren't you going to come to my show and everything like that? And she goes, I've seen your show like 50 times. I want to go to Barry Manilow.
Well, she'll see you on Friday and she'll see me on Saturday.
That's right.
I know, but it's her birthday.
Really? Isn't that something? We're both going to be there at the same weekend. That's great. We'll make sure we get together.
Yeah, it's wonderful to talk to you. And it's the Jim Brickman Show. We're talking with the amazing, incomparable Barry Manilow. You can get the new album, Night Songs 2. Pre-order it at Manilow.com, and there's a vinyl, a collector's edition box set. So great stuff from our friend Barry Manilow. We love you, Barry, so much, and we're appreciative of all of the influence you've had, certainly on my career. I'm so thankful and grateful for you and the way you make music, and millions around the world feel the same way.
Me too.
Great. This is great. Love talking to you, Jim, and I'll see you over that weekend.
It's the Jim Brickman Show.